Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 168 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I am coming to you live from Nassau in the Bahamas. I am aboard the Celebrity Summit cruise ship, just wrapping up the Smooth Jazz Cruise today, and then tomorrow I start on the Jazz Cruise. So another cruise, different jazz, good time had by all. So we are 1 week into the Trump presidency, and it's going according to plan, right? I mean, there are no surprises. He's already gave us a new term. I think this might be the most lasting thing from the Trump presidency, and that is alternative facts. Alternative facts are beautiful, because when can you not use alternative facts? We've all been in situations where we'd like to just throw in an alternative fact. You're caught cheating on your spouse. Just give some alternative facts. You might have seen me coming out of the motel with that person, but see, those are your facts. But the alternative fact is I was there as a plumbing inspector, just testing the plumbing of the motel room, and he or she happened to be in there. Could happen to anybody. You see what I'm saying? Alternative fact. Just give them that. Cheating on your taxes. Oh, Mr. IRS, you think I made $50,000 last year? No. I have some alternative facts. I only made $9,000 last year. And that's based on me making shit up as I go. Because that's what alternative facts are. How much easier would it have been to get the TPS reports in the movie Office Space had they simply had alternative facts? No need to burn down the building. Just throw some alternative facts. So that's what we got. That will be one of the lasting developments, creations of the Trump presidency. So getting away from that, and what do we have 1 week in? Well, the Million Woman March, or the marches across America by a million women, women all around the world, came together to protest and to say that they still have a voice. And of course, at the Washington Mall, we saw that the crowd of women on Saturday was much bigger than the crowd for the inauguration on Friday. That's what we saw. Donald Trump saw alternative facts. And the amazing thing is his obsession with this, because now it's gotten to the point where he's gone to the Secretary of the Interior and told him, stop providing pictures that show that Barack Obama's inauguration crowd was bigger, that the Women's March crowd was bigger, et cetera, et cetera. And he's still hanging on to the he won the popular vote because there were millions of voters for Hillary Clinton who were like dead or illegal aliens. It's like he's already been inaugurated. He's still fighting the campaign story. Unbelievable. And yet not unbelievable. Normal. In more substantive things, the EPA has basically been shut down. Yeah, the EPA can't, I don't think they can sign any new contracts, or they can't pay on contracts. And the beauty, the most lovely hypocrisy, is they've had a shutdown order to the press, so the EPA can no longer go on social media, which Donald Trump probably told them via Twitter. Of course, he approved the pipeline in South Dakota, and nothing, you know, none of this is anything that we didn't expect, okay? They've already started talking about the wall and building the wall, and Congress is going to finance the wall. And, you know, I wish there was something to say about this. There's nothing to say. It's just as expected. Jeff Sessions, this is great. Another alternative fact. Jeff Sessions is a civil rights champion. I know you thought that Jeff Sessions was a bit of a racist, you know, because he was denied his judgeship during the Reagan administration for being a racist. And he told a black lawyer that he should learn how to behave around white folks and called him boy. And he said the NAACP is a, you know, I don't know what he called it, a horrible organization or un-American or whatever. But, you know, That's what we saw. They found two pictures of him in the vicinity of people involved in civil rights, and he's a civil rights leader because you got a picture of him next to John Lewis and another picture of him next to Barack Obama. So everything you knew is wrong, and these are the alternative facts. Jeff Sessions is a champion for civil rights. You know, Jeff Sessions is as much champion for civil rights as I am a champion for NASCAR. Sorry, NASCAR, but I ain't there with you. So there's that. Now the let's talk about this Women's March, and I'm trying to condense this podcast because, you know, I'm doing it from a ship and it's limited resource and blah blah blah. But there's an article, there's a letter going around by women who were against the Women's March. Basically, you're not marching for me. There was a Facebook post, and it was Christy on Facebook basically saying that you're not marching for me because I am not a second-class citizen. My voice is heard. I can vote. I don't choose to be a victim, et cetera, et cetera. And there was a brilliant response written to Christy on Facebook by a woman named Susan Spear, who talked about, well, you know, Christy, you're in a position of white privilege, and that you haven't, you know, Susan Spear is in the same position and talked about how, you know, have you talked to a person who is different than you? In other words, have you talked to a person who doesn't have your education, who doesn't get your opportunity, who doesn't have a voice, who may, their voting rights may have been suppressed, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what the march was about. And Susan talked about the fact that her IUD wasn't covered by her insurance. So although she had the money to pay for it, it does affect how her body's treated. And I understand that, you know, people who are against a protest march, it's like, look, you don't have to march, but why knock somebody who's trying to protect their rights or gain right? Like, again, it's not taking any rights away from you, okay? Now, there was another article, and this one was more interesting to me because it was written by a guy named Matt Lewis, and it talks about celebrities threatening Trump doesn't help. So, you know, whenever there's a march like this, right, there's always people who come out. So Madonna came out, you know, fuck Trump or fuck Trump voters or whatever, and Shia LaBeouf at his protest and all that. And they look at these protests, they grab onto the celebrities and try to disavow the protests, try to use the Hollywood celebrity as a reason to not agree with the protest. And so this guy's point is, you know, with what Ashley Judd reciting a poem called Nasty Women, et cetera, et cetera. So this person says, the more, and I'll just read the quote, the more Hollywood liberals produce condescending videos, the more pretentious and preachy celebs like Madonna or Lena Dunham or Meryl Streep lecture us at rallies and awards ceremonies, the more signs and placards with the word pussy on them, the more I find myself liking Donald Trump. Okay, and they're saying progressives are not appealing to, quote, middle America. The quotes are mine because, you know, middle America is, you know, the ones who are going to church on Wednesday night, and middle America is the guy in Michigan who's unemployed. And this person is also saying that the media is biased. Of course, the media is biased by choosing which stories to cover. So they, in other words, they cover the massive crowds at a Women's March, but not the massive crowds at a March for Life, which was an anti-abortion protest, which crowds weren't that massive, to be honest. So what if instead of Madonna talking about blowing up the White House, it had been Ted Nugent saying that about the Obama White House? Well, Ted Nugent did say that about the Obama White House. See, here's the thing. This is why this is disingenuous and bullshit, because these protests were made by right wing. There's just not that many right wing people. And when it comes to producing video, guess what? If you work in Hollywood, you're better at it. Now, here's my problem with this guy. He talks about liberals not caring about middle America and middle America's problem, and the guy in Michigan or Ohio or Kansas who can't find a job, you know, in the white male, and he's not racist, he's not anti-woman, he just, yeah, well, this is why I call bullshit on that, because that's his problem. He can't find a job, or his mortgage is too high, or maybe he can't get health insurance. Well, that's his problem. But see, his problem's not compounded by the problems of minorities and women and immigrants, because they have that problem, okay? The black guy's out of work, but he also has to worry about his son being arrested for no reason, or his son being shot by a cop for being in the wrong place at the wrong time, or you know, reaching for his wallet or whatever, okay? And he doesn't have to worry about being groped at work by the boss, or you know, maybe not being hired because his tits aren't big enough, or his legs aren't long enough, or he's not young and pretty enough. That never even crosses his mind. When he gets turned down for a loan, it never even crosses his mind that it may have nothing to do with his employment history, and so on and so forth. Yeah, I'm playing a victim now, because all of these conditions don't exist in America. No, they don't exist in his America. They do exist in our America. So if you're against the Women's March, well, you'll be for it when they get to you. That's all I can say. When they get to your group and the rights of your group, then you'd be, hey, we should have protested because this wasn't fair. Bullshit. I call bullshit on that whole thing. And Christy, shut up. Okay. Moving on. Jeez. Boy, this is going to be my podcast for the next 4 years. It's just a horrible list of bad shit. Trump's Supreme Court nominees, well, the best I can say about them is they have all been judges. So that makes them more qualified than any cabinet nominee he's brought forth so far. Might be a bit right wing. William Pryor, his number one guy, he called Roe versus Wade the worst abomination in the history of constitutional law. Yeah, that would make it worse than the Dred Scott decision, which upheld slavery, or the Plessy versus Ferguson, which upheld segregation, and the Korematsu, which, you know, defended the Japanese internment camps. Yeah, women's right to abortion is worse than that. So that's one guy. Good shot along him. A woman named Diane Sykes. Another one, conservative. She's into it to limit corporate liability for product defects and make it harder for employees to sue under the Americans with Disabilities Act. I hate to laugh, but I'm sorry. She voted to affirm a criminal conviction even when one juror was found to not be able to speak English. Now, here we run into their problems, because by affirming a court decision where you had a juror who doesn't speak English, you tell them, hey, you're helping an immigrant. Now they're confused. Okay, so that's another one. So in other words, she said that it was okay for you to be convicted by someone who didn't speak English. Yeah. Thomas Hardiman, he believes there's no constitutional right to video police officers. He affirmed strip searching of all arrestees, even those in for traffic offenses. Hey, you, jaywalker, drop your pants, bend over. Don't know what you were hiding when you were jaywalking across that street. Stephen Colton, another one who is against abortion. He upheld a South Dakota law that requires abortion clinics to tell patients that abortions affect an unborn human being, as opposed to using the word fetus. And wanted to strike down Obamacare, which of course they all do. Pro-business, anti-labor, anti-civil rights. Imagine that. And finally, Joan Larson, which she's relatively new, so she doesn't have a long history of decisions. She worked for Bush. She authored the memo limiting detainees' rights to challenge their detention and so on. So, yeah. So we're pretty much 0-5 on that. It's going to be interesting with the Supreme Court. Mitch McConnell has already said that it's completely un-American for the Democrats to hold, to delay the confirmation of a Supreme Court justice. Same Mitch McConnell who delayed and ignored Barack Obama's nomination for 10 months. But now it's been a week and it's un-American. So, again, I thought Barack Obama so blew it on that one. By not see, I thought he should have shut down the government until they do something about the Supreme Court. But that was that. So now this is where we're at now. I got to go to Florida because, you know, again, to quote Lewis Black, why in the fuck not? So here's the latest crazy from Florida. Okay, the Stand Your Ground law, which basically says that if you feel threatened, you can kill the person, right? Which is made famous in Florida, obviously, in the Trayvon Martin case. Well, they want to take it a step farther. And this is really, it's difficult to even explain this, but there's a measure in Florida that would shift the burden of proof and Stand Your Ground to the prosecutor. So in other words, instead of the person who shot the person having to prove they were standing their ground, the prosecutor is going to have to prove why the defendant can't use Stand Your Ground. Do you get that? Instead of you using Stand Your Ground as a self-defense, you know, for self-defense in court, the prosecutor has to prove why you can't use it. I know, it's totally backwards. Now, that's going to be really difficult because we're only going to hear one side of the story. Fortunately, the person you shot probably won't have much to say in the grand jury hearings. This is insane. And yet, it is the next logical step to Wild Wild West. And that's just how it's going to be. So I can shoot you. And I don't even have to prove stand my ground. You have to prove, I guess, that I wasn't standing my ground. Man, Florida about to get dangerous. All right, that's enough of that. Episode 168 is wrapped up. I'm having fun out here on the cruises. I hope you're all right. I hope you're warm wherever you are. It is a warm winter. It's not a dry winter. California's getting a lot of rain. Needs it. Super Bowl is set. It's going to be New England versus Atlanta. I'm pulling for Atlanta because basically I pull for anyone except New England. We'll see how that plays out. My Clippers are done. Chris Paul's still out. They lost to Philly. It's nothing but depressing news. I'm really actually happy to not be that connected with the rest of the Clippers season. At least for the next month, I don't have to watch the games. Whew. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. I'm going to do my best to get the podcast out while I'm out here. I'm sorry about Trump. It's the news cycle. It's all one note. At least Hannity gave him a fair interview, didn't he? Sean Hannity would be fair and balanced. Oh, boy. Ladies, I hope that women's movement that created that march can continue on at least half that power come the midterm elections, and there's hope for the future. That there's hope. There's always hope. All right? I met Hope. She lives on 23rd Street. How's that for a bad joke? We'll end on that note. It's Alonzo Bowden. Who's paying attention? You are.